This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The highest growth rate in the Asia-Pacific region. News today, it's the Philippines, which grew at a surprising 7.8% rate last quarter. The BBC's Marika Oy is on the line. Marika, top GDP growth in Asia, would you have said China?
Well, David, you have to remember that China hasn't been growing as fast as it used to be. And on the other hand, the Philippines economy has been somewhat underperforming for many years in Asia. So the fact that it's done very, very well today with the figures for the first 3 months of this year, it's very impressive. But I guess it's not as surprising as one might think.
So Philippines economy that has been underperforming, but beyond that, what accounts for how the Philippines is doing?
Well, if you look at the details of today's figures, it's quite impressive. Firstly, people are spending a lot of money, and that's mainly because of the money that the Filipinos working overseas send home. But also the government has been spending a lot of money as well in infrastructure and other projects. But having said that, I should also mention that poverty still remains a huge issue in the Philippines. So even though the economy may be booming, it doesn't mean that the entire country has been benefiting, and the gap between the rich and the poor has been widening, and also the unemployment rate hasn't been falling either. It was actually more than 7% in January, which was even higher than what it was towards the end of last year.
Some crucial points there. The BBC's Marika Oy in Singapore. Thank you very much.
Thank you.